Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 3rd of October 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Max Wolfson, aged 19, from London.
How are you doing this morning?
Very good, very good. Feeling vibrant.
So, can I just ask, I know you're a backup, we've just hooked you out of Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
But were you aware of the project before?
No, I've been aware of the plinth, but not aware of the project.
Okay, sure. So have you been watching the people up there?
No. I knew about the woman who came with, who had the statue of her being pregnant with no legs or something, but nothing else really.
Okay. So could you talk to me a little bit about yourself, kind of what you do?
I'm a student at the moment, so learning mainly. That's kind of what I do.
What are you studying at the moment?
I study physics. I'm at Oxford, and so yeah, I do stuff there, like play sport and that sort of thing, jam around, have a good time.
Ultimately, what do you want to be, or what do you want to do?
More plinthy kind of stuff mainly, but.
With physics.
Oh, with physics?
Yeah, what do you want to do in life? What are your aspirations?
Life-wise? Oh, right. Well, nothing very important, hopefully. Just trot along by. I haven't really thought very much about it. Want to have a good time mainly while I'm young, and then think about life when it hits you.
So physics is something that you've always been interested in?
Yeah. Well, it's something I'm good at, so it's something I enjoy doing.
Okay. What would you say your main interests are?
I really like playing rugby, and I enjoy singing a lot, though I haven't done very much of it for a long time, and quite like doing maths.
So, where are you living at the moment?
I live at home in London, and I live for half the year in Oxford.
Have you always lived in London?
Yes, always, yeah. We lived in Holland Park till about 4, and then moved there.
And how would you describe your relationship with the city?
Amicable. Have a good time with the city, so it's really good, yeah.
So what are your ideas? I know it's slightly kind of last minute, but what are your ideas on the plinth?
Do some chatting with the crowd, hopefully not get too much abuse. Give it a go, see what they say. If I get bored, talk about life with me, see if I can induce any reactions with them, and just see what happens.
Will you be taking anything up with you?
A warm coat, mainly. Not too much else.
And have you got your friends around to watch?
Yeah, there's a couple of friends who are along with me, who will hopefully be coming back. They're not here now, but hopefully they'll return, bringing the warm coat.
Yeah, it's quite cold today.
It's pretty cold.
So, what are your expectations for your time?
Hopefully not too abusive, but it could get that way. It looks quite empty actually out there, so not too hopeful of a massive crowd, but we'll see what we can drag in. It should just be quite a really interesting experience too, once in a lifetime, so give it a go.
Are you wanting to engage with people whilst you're up there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Maybe do a bit of preaching about, I don't know, nothing really, but see what happens. I think engaging with people is quite a good thing to do. I hear this because I was talking to some nuts bloke called John who was saying that there's a lady was doing artwork and stuff, and there's a bloke up there just now who's doing radio, but that wasn't really interesting the crowd because there's just some dude up there sitting around, which makes it slightly difficult to deal with, but hopefully slightly more interactive. But then again, a lot of it's on the internet, so technology will change it.
How are you feeling about being live streamed?
Positive, really positive. Yeah.
So, do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
What kind of effect?
Any kind of effect?
I shouldn't think so. I hope not. fairly happy the way I am. It should be okay. No, I don't think it will.
What would you say is the most important thing in your life at the moment?
Being alive is quite important. The ability to enjoy things and take pleasure from doing things and other people. That's probably the most important thing. The ability to actually enjoy stuff.
So, do you have any brothers and sisters you're living with or your family at the moment?
I do, yes. I have a very sweet younger sister who's just turning 17. So, one sibling. She'd probably be pretty good at this as well. Quite chatty young girl. So, yeah.
Great. So, you're going to probably get your parents, your family to watch back online. How are you feeling about other people watching you online?
All right. Hopefully no one I know will watch it. Could be quite stuttery and embarrassing, but all right. It's quite a funny thing to think that other people just watch you not being a particularly famous person. It's quite a weird idea, having never really done anything like it.
Would you say that you'd be interested to be famous or not? Do you think you could be?
I think everyone's interested by it. I don't think I'd enjoy it necessarily. I think it's fun for a bit, and then just becomes quite tiresome, with people recognising you for who you are all over and already having a point of view on who you are. Might get quite annoying.
Do you understand the whole celebrity thing?
Do I understand it?
Yeah. Do you
kind of the culture about
not
it?
Obsessed with celebrities, but do you kind of, would you get quite riled up if you met a celebrity? Or?
No, I don't think so. There are people who I respect for what they've done or who I think they are, musicians or whatever, famous scientists for that matter. But mainly because I appreciate what people do, but not who they are, and therefore they're different from what they've done, from who they are, if you see what I mean. Like a famous scientist may well be an absolute pain in the ass, but he's just brilliant at what he does, and life is full of people like that.
So, how long have you been at Oxford for?
My going to my second year, so 1 year.
And how are you enjoying the city?
Really good. It's like very small, very well compared to London, very beautiful place. Everything's really central, and you're right in the middle. So, yeah, it's a really lovely place. Good fun and loads of people, obviously, loads of people your own age. So it's like any university experience.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, no. It's been a pleasure.